Says CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Prosecutors have declined to file charges against the Arvada police officer who mistakenly killed a Good Samaritan in June. Johnny Hurley had just shot and killed a gunman, preventing what police say could have been a mass shooting in a suburban shopping district. Arvada police officer Craig Brownlow thought Hurley was a second attacker and killed him. Jefferson County District Attorney Alexis King.
One thing that became evident throughout our review was that John Hurley that day acted as a hero.
Officer Brownlow remains on leave from the Arvada police. 15 medical professionals are heading to Parkview Health System in Pueblo as the ongoing coronavirus pandemic stresses hospital capacity there. The Chieftain reports the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services are sending a team of doctors, nurses, and others to help the hospital expand its bed capacity. Data from the Pueblo Health Department show COVID-19 cases in the area are rising. The University of Colorado's Board of Regents holds a forum at CU's Boulder campus today to give students, faculty, and staff a chance to weigh in on the search for a new president. The school's former president stepped down in the summer after board members and campus groups disapproved of his leadership. Other meetings will be held at CU's campuses around the state. Environmental groups have filed a federal lawsuit claiming a new U.S. Forest Service plan will fail to protect lynx in southwest Colorado. CPR Sam Brash reports.
It's been more than 20 years since Colorado reintroduced lynx. A small population is now living in the state's southwest corner. But a coalition of environmental groups, including Defenders of Wildlife and Wild Earth Guardians, say a new federal land use plan opens up too much lynx habitat to logging. Their lawsuit asks a court to hit pause until those issues are resolved. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's turning cooler all over Colorado with mountain snow and some rain possible in the west. Around Denver, some clouds today turn into a sunny day tomorrow and getting cooler over the next few days. In Denver, 60 this afternoon, Grand Junction in the 60s. This is CPR News.